Tom Hartman Show. The Peter Werbe Show is next on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Elizabeth Hess. The U.S. has criticized Israel over a helicopter gunship attack in the Gaza Strip that targeted a key Hamas leader. President Bush has warned that such a strike does not contribute to the security of Israel. The White House is concerned that the attack, in which a Hamas spokesman was injured and two others killed, could derail the peace process. Steve Mort reports from Washington.
With condemnation of the attack coming from Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, the U.S. is deeply concerned that the roadmap peace plan is in danger. The strike in the Gaza Strip came less than a week after President Bush launched the roadmap. A statement issued by the White House said the president is deeply troubled by the strike of helicopter gunships that reportedly killed at least two persons and wounded 20 others. It also said the president is concerned that this strike will undermine efforts by Palestinian authorities to bring an end to the terrorist attacks. Steve Mort, Washington.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? That's a hot question on Capitol Hill these days. The Bush administration used WMDs as the primary justification for the U.S.-led war against Iraq. West Virginia Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller told NBC's Today Show that the administration's credibility could be in jeopardy.
We haven't found any weapons of mass destruction. The Al-Qaeda-Iraq connection has not been found to be very real. And so we need to have a very thorough investigation into what happened.
Senator Hillary Clinton is out promoting her new book. Clinton told NBC's Today Show that she gave serious thought to whether she should remain with her husband after he told her the truth about his relationship with then-White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
And I have no illusions about how difficult marriage is. But I also know that every marriage is not only very private, it's kind of a mystery to anybody on the outside.
After spending the past 45 years in exile, the cousin of Iraq's last king is back in his homeland. Sharif Ali bin Hussein returned to Iraq today for the first time since the 1958 revolution that brought down the British-backed monarchy.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol.
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief. Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue. Without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
A 9-year-old San Jose, California girl abducted from her home last week was sexually assaulted. The child got away from the man suspected of kidnapping her Sunday night and sought help at a Palo Alto liquor store some 30 miles from where she was abducted. It is still not known how the girl managed to escape. Serial bombing suspect Eric Rudolph's hearing set for today in Birmingham, Alabama, has been postponed for a week. Defense attorneys requested more time to ready their case. Rudolph is accused of the bombing of an abortion clinic in Birmingham in 1998 that left one person dead. He is also accused of three separate bombings in Atlanta.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You're kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Authorities in New Jersey have announced a major organized crime bust resulting in 20 arrests. Steve Sandberg reports.
20 members of the Genovese and Lucchese crime families have been charged with racketeering, drug dealing, running an illegal gambling ring, and loan sharking.
In some instances, they collected interest rates on their illegal loans at exceeded 156%.
Acting State Attorney General Peter Harvey says the alleged ringleader, Ludwig Nini Brucci, a capo in the Genovese crime family, operated in seven north and central Jersey counties out of the Blue Collar Inn in Garwood. The arrests cap off a three-year investigation. Steve Sandberg in Trenton.
Chicago Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa's hearing is underway with Major League Baseball in Baltimore to reduce his 8-game suspension. Sosa was caught using a corked bat last week during a game. The home run standout says he mistakenly used a cork batting practice bat when he went to the plate against Tampa. I'm Elizabeth Hess, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with June Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
My question of the day today. Listeners, where did all of the feisty Americans go? Where did they go? Are they just you who listen to this program? Is it just me? Is it just Peter Werby? Is it just Tom Hartman? Is it just Mike Malloy? No, no, no. It is much more widespread than that. But really, the question, where did the feisty Americans go? Robert Steinbach in the local paper where I am here in Miami, Florida, the Miami Herald, asks that question today. And I thought I would go through a little bit of what he says. You know, it does seem that only yesterday the typical American took a lot of pride in really, you know, holding it to political leaders. And even the ones that maybe they admire, they still would give them a little bit of flack, right? Nixon, Carter, whether it was Reagan or certainly Clinton, presidents have had to put up with this. They've been under the heat of popular scrutiny for a long time, but it doesn't seem like that is the case now on a large scale. Certainly not. What is going on with this lack of criticism, this fear of criticism? Many people out there won't question the economic policies. They won't explore even the logic of what Robert Steinbach says of disarming the newly freed Iraqi people. But back here, resumption of sales of assault-style weapons right here in the United States doesn't make much sense to me. And we will explore this further throughout the show. But that's kind of what I'll throw out at you at 1-800-TALK-YES. Where did all the feisty Americans go? Well, you're talking to one right now. That's right. I'm Julene Jordan. And doing the solo thing on one of the feistiest Americans, Peter Werby. It's the Peter Werby Show. I'm his co-host and producer. And he'll be back on Monday. Both of us will be. I would say there's so many things I want to start with. I want to let you know who's going to be on the show because I have several guests coming on. But breaking news, not big news, but breaking news. We knew that this guy was going to be in hot water and do some prison time. M-Clone, is that how you say it, or is it I'm-Clone? Founder Sam Waxel was given 7 years just a little while ago. He was sentenced in that insider trading scandal that is now threatening Martha Stewart. And I wonder, you know, I go back and forth on the Martha Stewart thing. We didn't have to really go back and forth on Sam Waxel because this guy admits that
he committed some pretty serious crimes, including securities fraud, bank fraud, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and perjury. The charges also cover insider training and the evasion of $1.2 million in sales taxes on fine art. And think about what else he did. He told the judge, "To cancer patients, I am so sorry for any delay I might have affected in the approval of Erbitux because of my actions." To cancer patients. So not only was this guy criminal in a financial sense, he was criminal in a sense of people's lives. Maybe people died because of this guy. And it's certain they probably did because he delayed this. And now Martha Stewart. What do you think about all of that? Another question that I'll throw out. 1-800-TALK-YES. Yes, he tipped off her stockbroker. Is that how it went? Now, is she guilty? I just go back and forth on this. I want to say today, yeah. Yep, she definitely is. Also, our guest coming up in the half hour, we have one at 33 past the hour, Linda Austin, MD. Dr. Linda Austin. She's a licensed clinical psychiatrist. She has her very own nationally syndicated public radio show. Well, hers is public. We're commercial. It's called What's on Your Mind, and she's also on staff at Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor, Maine. And we're going to talk a little bit about all of this anxiety and stress and depression that is so imminent in our society these days. Exactly. Thank you, John Lucas, who is manning or personing the ship back there in Detroit. Thank you, John. Hey, what can I say? Once in a while, I'm kind of funny. I don't know. And so we're going to talk about what everyone feels. You know, these terror threats. For us, we take it for what it is. And those of you longtime listeners know what I'm talking about. But for many people out there, they live in fear. They live in fear of terrorist attacks. I mean, not that I think there won't be a terrorist attack in the future. It's quite likely there will be, especially after what George W. Bush has done to stir up the pot even further than it was. So we're going to talk about that. See, there's my stress and anxiety. I need Dr. Linda Austin. She has a new book out, too, and we're going to let her plug that, Heart of the Matter, How to Find Love, How to Make It Work. Whew, that's a big, big question. A little later in the show, Jessica Frohman from the Sierra Club. We haven't had the Sierra Club on for quite a while, although we've had many different environmental guests. This time we're going to talk about your water supply, our nation's waters. And, honey, I'm shrinking the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act, there are a couple of federal protections that are under attack right now. And today, a subcommittee of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is holding a hearing. And we're going to talk about this effort to exclude federal protection to the majority of America's streams and wetlands. And if that doesn't upset you, well, tune in because it should and it will after that. I guarantee you. Also, the child tax. Remember the uproar over the child tax because it was only going to anyone who made over 27 grand. Those who make now between 10,000 and 27,000 were getting screwed. So now Bush is, it appears, he's hurrying them up and saying, yeah, you need to do this. We need to do this. Well, go figure. But actually, I'm a little surprised. So we'll talk to someone from United for the Fair Economy about that. And, yes, if there is more, we'll talk to Judith Schaefer, Deputy Legal Director from People for the American Way, talking about these psycho nominees for these judicial appeals courts. Lifetime seats that G.W. Bush wants to give to these men, mainly men, who have attacked all kinds of protections for gay men and lesbians, for religion, for reproductive rights, for separation of religion as in separation of church and state, and on and on. They're horrible. We can't. It's bad enough as it is. Let's not give these freaks, these right-wing nuts, a lifetime seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals. This one is for the 11th Circuit.
They're freaky deaky.
Yeah, completely freaky deaky. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about all of those things and whatever else you want to talk about. What interests you? I have some emails to read in response to yesterday's show talking about Dennis Kucinich. Oh, this is heating up, isn't it? The run-up to the nominations, it is really heating up. And everyone has an opinion. And I'll always, no matter what I say, I'm going to get some flack. So I got some yesterday. I addressed it. Now, in response to that, we'll read some of those, your emails. You can do that at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Right now, I believe we have a call. Is it Joe in Oregon? Hi, Joe.
On?
You're on. You're live.
Oh, yeah. As far as Martha Stewart is, leave her alone. I think she's cute, so that's the end of the story.
Now, listen, don't you be insulting a woman by you know, it's, I'm sure.
Well, I don't think what she did is nearly as big a deal as all these a-holes with Enron and that guy, M clone.
But do you think she knew, though? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I said, you know, you talk about, you know, talk about how people won't criticize President Bush.
Yeah, where are all those feisty Americans, Joe?
Yeah, well, let me as one point something out about Bush. A sexist remark he said about that woman golfer a couple of weeks ago.
Annika
Thornstrom.
Yes, I've never been able to say her last name.
Yeah, who was golfing with all the men at that men's golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
What does Bush come out and say? He comes out and says, I'm pulling for her. He's pulling for her. You know what? Why is President Bush pulling for somebody that isn't his wife? You know, he's pulling for her. You know, it sounds kind of sexist to me, Julian. You know what I mean?
Well, laugh and make fools of yourself.
I'm not sure I'm following you on this one, Joe. I have to be honest. Okay.
Well, I can't go into details about it. But a really sexist remark, and Bush killing all the sperm, and something ought to be done about that. Now, the thing is, I want to go ahead and give out the 800 number for the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, first of all, why?
Why? I'll get to why in a second.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Okay. 1-800-ELECT-US, and I'm giving that out because Ron Paul was the Libertarian Party candidate for president in 1988. There's a lot of talk about Ron Paul from a lot of conservatives. They want Ron Paul to run for president. Ron Paul is one of the few people in Congress who was against the war who actually studied the Constitution. I think Ron Paul and Ralph Nader ought to go on a speaking tour together, speaking out against the Patriot Act and our civil liberties are being slashed to bits. And why do I give out the 800 number for the Libertarian Party? Because I think the Democratic Party and the Republican Party suck. And I think it's time for both of them to go away.
To be quite blunt, that's how you feel, right?
Yeah, that's right. They ought to both go away. Give someone else a chance, and I think it'd be wonderful to see someone like that run for president. Since apparently we ain't going to get someone like a Jesse Ventura
or Dennis Kucinich.
Oh well, yes. Speaking of Dennis Kucinich,
sure.
I'm glad you brought the name up, because the New Republic is having their own New Republic magazine having their own online primary for people to vote, you know, for Democratic candidates.
Uh huh.
So, guess what? They excluded Dennis Kucinich.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah, well, to me, it's a slap in the face.
Sure it is.
Yeah, it's a big slap in the face. And then there was this idiot, Peter Finn. You know who that is?
Familiar.
Okay, yeah, he's like a Democratic Party consultant. And someone mentioned on Crossfire, because he was on Crossfire, about, you know, Howard Dean being against the war and all that.
Yes.
Would that hurt Howard Dean's chances for president? And this Peter Finn idiot, he says, he says, Howard Dean is the only serious candidate that was against the war. And then he puts Dennis Kucinich down by putting them in the same category with Carol Moseley Bronze. Well, of course, we can't talk about them because they're not even serious candidates. I mean, God, another insult. I mean, to compare Dennis Kucinich with Carol Moseley Braun. Carol Moseley Braun's only in there to take votes away from Al Sharpton.
Wow.
I'm tired of Kucinich being put down like that.
Yeah, I'm tired of him being put down as well. We'll go on and on about that later, because I want to respond to that email. I didn't realize I had all these callers. Joe, I've been letting you just yak, and these people are hanging on. Get out of here. Let's go to Rob in Newtown, Pennsylvania, coming up after the break. And we're going to have our moments with Billy Sunshine a little later in the program, probably a little after 3 o'clock. So Billy will be calling back. Also, we have a call from California, Linda in Cupertino, California. Cupertino. Okay. Linda will take your call coming up next. They all called 1-800-TALK-YES, and you can do that as well.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities, call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
The Peter Werby Show.
My website, peterwerby.com. Somebody wrote in, and in fact, they called in to that 800 number, some right-wing nutball, and he's going, between every sentence, he says, anywho, you really suck, and anywho, your website looks like it was put together by a teenager.
Perhaps he's homophobic.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he did say something about it. He says, anywho, your photograph of you smiling, maybe one of your friends is tickling you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
I didn't know what he meant. But, you know, and I thought I ought to try to make it a little more professional, right? But you know how ornery I actually am, right? And so I'm going to keep it like that. I'm going to have it this mess because what you're supposed to have is buttons.
Screw texture
them.
Or something like that.
Screw them. That's what I said. I'm keeping it messy.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, 2 to 5 p.m. It's my new time. That's Eastern Time. Weekdays for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
That is me. We're going to go right to the phones. Rob has been waiting from Newtown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Rob. Welcome. Hello. Are you there? No, Rob. Okay. John, should I go to Linda next? Can we do that? Let's go to Linda in, is it Cupertino or is it Cooperton, California?
It's Cupertino.
Cupertino.
Right next to San Jose.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
I wanted to say, too, today that the caller who called in about the Libertarian Party, we have a Libertarian talk show host here in San Francisco, and he's very...
Yeah, who is that? What's his name?
His name is,
can't remember.
He's on KGO.
Okay.
AM radio.
Right.
And Gene Byrne.
Okay.
Intelligent guy, and I like his show, but he has been sounding very liberal lately.
You don't like that?
I love that.
Oh. I thought, oh, no.
The libertarians used to stand aside from all the rest of us earthlings and call us names and tell us how we were, beneath contempt. But I think that the Iraq War finally opened up one libertarian's mind and made him realize that that's not the way he wants our country to go.
Well, good.
And so I would say that what we need to do between now and next year, of course, on IE America Radio, is to invite as many people from activist organizations that are interested in the following voter blocks: the baby boomers, seniors, and women.
Okay.
These are going to be huge voter blocks in the next election.
Right.
And the issues: Social Security and health care.
Oh, yeah.
Abortion rights and reproductive rights for women.
Huge, yeah.
And these are going to be really big. So please get as many people from these organizations like NARAL and any of the...
I'm having NARAL on. I'm having the president on tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
And I'm also having the president of the National Organization for Women on.
Oh,
so,
wonderful. Let's give them
I will satisfy your every need tomorrow there, Linda, with my guests. Okay?
You can bet.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Frank, let's go to Frank in San Diego. Frank has called... Frank hung up. Oh, but we're back to Rob. You guys are playing head games with me, but you know what? I can follow you. It's Rob in Newtown, Pennsylvania. And hey,
I know where the feisty people were last week.
Where were they?
We were down in Washington D.C. at the Take Back America conference.
Oh, absolutely, the big progressive conference, and we gave that quite a bit of. What was that? Wow, that's the angry crowd. Oh, thank you. There's the feisty Americans. I had to ask what it was. Jeez, silly me.
It was great. Over 1,000 people all. Angry and ready to go and do something. And the other thing is, I heard Kucinich as well as Curry and Edwards and Dean,
yep,
and Mosley Braun too. And Kucinich was way ahead of everybody else in terms of the response that he got.
Well, that's good to hear.
It's like he's wide awake and they're kind of moving along. Dean got a decent response. Curry. You know how Bush had this smirk problem until he got it fixed?
I didn't know.
Oh,
that he
God.
Fixed his smirk problem.
I mean, there's a website, Smirk Monkey.
Well, I thought that was Bush.
Bush, yeah. Did I say Dean?
You said Kerry.
Oh, no. Well, what I was starting to say, Kerry has the reverse problem.
Okay.
Kerry talked the whole time and never smiled once.
What does that say?
He's got a stone face, and that's going to cause him as big a problem as the smirk that Bush has.
Well, I have to tell you, you know what's so sad about the fact that, you know, Kucinich is way ahead, you say that? Too bad he's not in the polls. The latest Zogby poll shows him at 2%. It's kind of depressing.
You trust those polls?
No, but when it's 2% compared to John Kerry at 25% and Dean at 22%, that I think that does say something. The gap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Except, you know, the
we'll
way
see.
That the primaries,
you know,
work, he needs to get known in the early primary stages.
Yep. Well, we're doing our best job, and we're going to keep talking about it. Thanks for calling in from Pennsylvania. Okay, coming up, we have our guest, and it's Dr. Linda Austin. She's going to be wonderful, talking a little about stress. You stressed out? Well, we'll talk about it.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
As the United Auto Workers gears up for contract talks with the big three U.S. automakers, new signs that industry is preparing for the worst. According to London's Financial Times newspaper, General Motors is stocking up on cars and light trucks in preparation for a possible strike this fall. Talks between the auto workers and Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler open on July 19th and are widely expected to be the most contentious in recent memory. Ford hopes to shut down four U.S. factories, and all three automakers hold pension plans that are underfunded by tens of billions of dollars.
Another week, another pension reform protest strike in France. Today's is being led again by the transport workers and has brought much of the country's bus and train systems to a halt. There are more flights into and out of French airports this week compared to last week's strike. Teachers led last week's walkout, but they are absent on the streets today as their union holds bargaining talks with the government. If those do not turn out well, the French National Teachers Union says it will hold its own strike on Thursday.
Frontline workers in Canada's battle against the SARS virus will receive hazard pay. Ontario's health minister ordered the four Toronto hospitals where the deadly disease is treated to double the hourly wages of those tending to SARS patients. But the Ontario Nurses Association says that's not enough. The union is demanding double pay for all healthcare workers in those hospitals where the airborne virus is being treated. And since gloves, masks, and gowns were not enough to prevent two nurses from recently contracting SARS from a dying patient, the ONA says additional safety equipment is needed. Yesterday, a dozen nurses arrived at their provincial legislature wearing masks in protest of the Ontario government's handling of SARS. They say they were muzzled, silenced, and ignored during the outbreak and are demanding a public inquiry.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
And thank you for being here. It's good to be here today in for Peter Werby and the rest of the week. And our guest coming in just a couple of minutes. As I introduce the topic, I pulled out an article that yesterday when I was doing my research, and it said how you can be deliriously happy. I thought, well, who wouldn't want to read that? How to be deliriously happy? Well, then it went on to talk about, you know, the stress that's out there, the people who are extremely upset over the state of the world and what's going on, who are extremely concerned about the state of our democracy, also laying awake perhaps at night worrying about their jobs, their future, retirement, lack of health care, all of these things weigh heavy on a lot of our minds. And that's why I thought, what better guest to bring in than a licensed clinical psychiatrist and also mental health expert, author of several books. It's Dr. Linda Austin. Her latest book is Heart of the Matter, How to Find Love, How to Make It Work, and also host of a nationally syndicated public radio show that is called What's on Your Mind. She's on staff at Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor, Maine, and Dr. Austin joins us right now to talk about all of these subjects. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Julian. How are you?
They gave you some applause even. Wasn't that nice?
How lovely.
Welcome to the show. We sure appreciate you being here. And you heard my intro. It is right now, the rates of depression, we were talking earlier, are much, much higher these days, aren't they?
Well, they really are, Julian. And what we're seeing is that younger people are getting depressed at a far higher rate than even a generation or two ago. In fact, what's interesting is every decade of the last century, rates of depression have gone up. And we don't think it's just because people are talking about it more that it does, rates of depression do seem to be climbing higher, especially among our young people.
And everywhere I go, for example, I was in the airport the other day, had a little time to kill, so I got a massage. I was kind of stressed out, so I got a massage to relieve my stress. Well, come to find out, the massage therapist goes through all the different antidepressants that he's been on. That's everywhere I go. Say, oh, you were on Suzone? Yeah, no, I was on Paxil. No, I was on this. I mean, it's pretty rampant.
Well, there certainly is a lot of use of antidepressants. You know, I came across such a fascinating study some time ago, maybe about a year ago. It looked at rates of Mexican Americans versus Caucasian Americans because in the United States, Americans have double the rates of depression as those living in Mexico. And so the question was, is this nature or is this nurture? Because, of course, socioeconomic status is so much more depressed in Mexico than it is in the United States. So they looked at immigrants, and then they looked at first-generation Mexicans. And what they found was that the immigrants had the same low rate as those in Mexico, while their children, and I have to say I am one, I am half Mexican-American, have the same robust high rate of depression that Caucasian-Americans do.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I took away from that is that depression is not a matter of socioeconomic status because, after all, people come from Mexico to seek a better life and generally do have a better life. But it has to do with other issues, Julian, like your sense of place in your community, your sense of connection with people in your life, the stability and strength of your personal relationships. And then there's this interesting intangible, and it has to do with expectations. That people are happy when reality meets their expectations. And
oh, of course,
I think,
right?
Yeah, and I think one of the things we're all grappling with is that a lot of us had much higher expectations, especially economically,
yes,
than it looks like we're really warranted. And it's not that we're really in such bad shape, at least not compared to the rest of the world or not compared to, you know, a generation ago, but that it's falling short of these great expectations that we all have had and have been sort of taught to have along the way.
Well, and people see, and especially, as you say, the younger folks, they see people with wealth, they see people with power, and they think that is what makes you happy by having that. That's just such added pressure. Then, you know, you open up all these magazines and you see people with all these things, materialism and things like that. But even going back to your latest book about love, it kind of all barrels down to that, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. You know, I recently watched one of these Bachelor shows, and I was reminded that when I was a child, there was a show that some folks in my age group may remember. It's called Queen for a Day. And on Queen for a Day, there would be five women contestants who would all tell their very sad stories of how they had disabled children and their houses had burned down in fires and all sorts of horrible things would happen.
Okay.
And then the audience would applaud for the person they felt sorriest for, and that person would get a washing machine.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, and you think how far we've come now from an age when people felt like queens for a day if they got a washing machine to yeah. what the media shows us now, you know, with these bachelor love shows where if you win, you get to marry, you know, Andrew Firestone, the
millionaire. Yeah.
And, you know, we just have very, very heightened and I think often unrealistic expectations, and it makes it a lot more difficult to be happy. You know, you mentioned this tease about being deliriously happy. I don't know anybody who is deliriously happy. I think
Maybe J-Lo is. I don't know.
But I think what we could realistically aim for is a sense of contentment and fulfillment and a sense that life is giving us a fair shake. I think that's a very realistic goal.
Yeah, that is a realistic goal, and everyone should try to keep that in mind. I'm happy to be content. I really am.
Yep.
Not looking for the delirious. Maybe once in a while deliriously happy when I travel or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What about this, what's going on with, on this show, I often get extremely upset. Anyone out there can tell you. Peter Werby often gets extremely upset. Another talk show host on the network, Mike Malloy, he rages every night for 3 hours. And people call in and they're frustrated and they're upset about the government and things like that. Are you seeing any of that in your practice?
Yes, I think so. Or at least one could say that those
on your radio show.
Well, I have a private practice and I have a radio show. I think that those concerns are a frame around which people experience their own lives. But to be honest, in daily life, what brings people into therapy are really much more matters of the heart, which is why I wrote this book, The Heart of the Matter, because it's your daily life and your personal life that really gives you a sense that that you are grounded, even if things in the world are falling apart.
Yeah. Well, I know every time I've been in therapy, it's been about my heart.
Yeah.
And I'll admit it.
Oh, yeah.
I think therapy is the most beautiful thing on the planet. Well, one of the many, besides whole list of other things. But
one of the things that inspired me to write this book was that so many people came in with a chief complaint of something is missing. You know, there's something missing. Maybe I've been married for a long time, but something's missing. Maybe I'm single, but something is missing. And typically that something that is missing is love. It's very simple. I mean, before we're political animals, we are animals who want to connect with each other and engage deeply with each other. So that is very much at the core.
Now tell us where we can find your book. It's in stores, and direct us to your website, all those good things.
I have a website actually associated with the radio show. It's called whatsonyourmind.org.
And that's the name of your show?
It is indeed. And the book Heart of the Matter is also available through Amazon.com.
And you have other books as well?
Well, I do. Years ago, I edited a book actually on disasters. I was around when Hurricane Hugo hit, and I was very involved in disaster relief, and I wrote a book about that. And then I wrote, a few years ago, a book that I really still love very much. It's called What's Holding You Back? 8 Critical Choices for Women's Success. And it looks at the psychology of female achievement. Why do some women achieve great things, and so many feel held back by what I call the inner glass ceiling, the psychological glass ceiling.
Well, I'm absolutely interested in that. I tell you that. I'll have to pick up a copy of that one, too, Linda.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you taking your time.
Well, thank you so much.
Everyone visit the website, and we'll look for your new book.
Oh, thank you, Jillian.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. And Dr. Linda Austin on the program today. Let's take your phone calls, because I know we have a lot of other topics that we started and then we paused, which we do all the time. It's just kind of one of those all-over-the-place shows with organization. I promise you, I organize this highly. We organize. I can't speak for Peter, but I think he does. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. How you can be deliriously happy. This was this article that was published by Paul Dean, and that was on the Common Dreams News Center. He's a writer and activist and bass player with the band Blusion. He lives in, I think he lives in California. That's right. And it first appeared in The Dissident Voice, talking about all this stress that we're going through. I don't know. I think people are a lot more stressed about this than I just think people are pretty stressed about the entire state of the world. Have some emails to read, so let's get at it. Hi, Julene. Regarding Martha Stewart, we were talking all about the conviction of Waxell and 7 years he's going to spend in jail for all of his insider trading. This is from SM, who says, Martha is a Democratic donor, unlike Ken Lay of Enron, a Bush donor. True. Martha put no one out of work, did not crash her stock value, did not loot her company, etc. At worst, she sold 4,000, shares. I don't watch it on TV, so I haven't heard the pronunciation. And this person said, gee, oh no, when her broker told her that they would fall, that's what she did. Ken Lay is still free. And isn't that the truth? Ken Lay is still free. And that guy certainly, most definitely, should be in jail. I mean, M clone? Okay, thank you very much for that. The pronunciation, John. Now, yesterday, I got an email with someone who was, called me childish. That's what it was. And told me that I was going to have to register as a political action committee if I don't stop such blatant campaigning. And this is for Dennis Kucinich. He's my favorite right now. And this is what Christopher says. I like Kucinich, too, and I like Dean, who is also extremely against the war. And then said, are you going to look for a candidate who is going to play the game of who is most against the war? It seems so childish. No, it is certainly not just about who is against the war. It is about who is for the things that I feel most strongly about. And he's pretty far from Dean in a lot of different areas. And I got a lot of heat over that. And, well, we're going to talk more about that, but we have a phone call, and I want to get to that. Ray in Tucson, Arizona is calling. He called 1-800-TALK-YES. And, Ray, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jolene. How are you?
I'm fine. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Jolene, don't you find it ironic every time these Republican bastards get caught, they bring the Clinton zipper scandal back in the media? Don't you find it very ironic, very funny? I mean,
every time. Well, Clinton's he's responsible for just about everything, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's an interview of Quanah Brodick tonight with Sean Hannity. I mean, this guy who's always provoking the war, and now instead of talking about the weapon of mass destruction, he's willing to go back 20 years and talk about Clinton's sex scandal. You know, Jolene, this is not the journalism. This is a prostitution.
Well,
you know,
I agree.
People like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly, they should charge with treason. They're selling out the future of this country. You
That's
know?
Right.
You know, this
treason
is
and other things.
This is a shame. This is appalling. I mean, I don't understand. You know, Julian, I speak Spanish. I can turn a channel to Telemundo or get some Mexican channel or something. But what do American people do? They have to listen to Fox News and all these Nazi bastards, you know?
Ray, you know what they should do? I'll tell you what they should do. They should turn off their television immediately. Don't watch any of that. I don't watch any of it. None. And guess what? I don't miss a beat. In fact, not only do I not miss a beat, I am more informed than most people out there because I do this for a living, okay? I have to be. But I choose to be, and I would choose to be anyhow, and I know where to go. I know where to go on the Internet. The Internet is the most amazing resource to find more information. Turn off your TVs, I say, all right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And, John, do we have more phone calls? Okay, I heard the phone ringing. So I'm going to give the response to the email I just told you about where Christopher said that I was playing this game of who was most against the war and that I was being childish, and I say it's about so much more. Robin Long Beach wrote in and said, in response to Christopher's email yesterday, you asked rhetorically, for the time being, I think Dennis Kucinich is the best candidate. Is there anything wrong with saying who I think is the best candidate? And this is what I said. So this is what Rob says. God, have you seen Mike Malloy's message board lately? There are already voices on there saying we can't support Kucinich because he'll siphon votes off Dean and we'll get Lieberman. If Lieberman gets the nomination, the same argument will apply. You can't support Nader because he'll siphon off votes off Lieberman and you'll get Bush. Isn't this primary season? Isn't there any part of this electoral process where we don't have to try to triangulate what we think other people will do with their votes and rather just exercise our own preferences without reprisal from our fellow progressives? And Rob says, I love Dennis Kucinich, too. For the people who have said that we Kucinich supporters are living in fantasy land, I think it's fantasy land that Democrats will win in 2004 if they nominate a Democrat who has no differentiation from Bush. Oh, this is so all over the place, this argument. This could go on. Well, this will go on forever. The precious so-called moderates in centrist Clintonian formula have decided long ago. This is Rob. These are Rob's words, that they're going to vote for Bush. The Democrats need to provide a stark contrast in order to energize the base and inspire new voters to come into the system to make up for those so-called moderates with their flags on their SUVs who have already been lost to Bush, whom they myopically regard as a great leader. Thank you, Rob. In Long Beach, Rob, yes, formerly Rob in the UK. You used to listen over in the UK, and now you've moved on back, I see. Thanks for sending in your email to the Peter Werby Show. We appreciate that. Call talkyes at yahoo.com. This is from Mark in Cleveland. Oh, hot off the press. Good afternoon, Mark says. Do you find it interesting that our so-called Mr. Honest President is now saying we know Iraq had a weapons of mass destruction program? It used to be they had 500 tons of nerve gas and so on, so on and on. Now he's saying they had a program. It's a huge difference than what we were told leading up to the war. The backpedaling has started and the best is yet to come. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for writing in. It is interesting and I appreciate that. Coming on back with your phone calls, 1-800-TALK-YES.
The following conversation is real. It took place on March 11th, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Center, this is Michael. How may I help you?
Hi. My wife just called and said the car is running and the baby is inside. I was just hoping that you guys could unlock.
Okay, no problem, sir. Home phone number, area code first.
281.
When you have OnStar, an advisor can send a signal to unlock your doors, even if you're 1,000 miles away.
Do you know if it's parked in the open?
I do not know. I've got my wife in with conference. Her
okay,
you... Hello?
Jim?
All right. Is the vehicle parked in the open?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. How old is the baby inside?
He's 9 months.
OnStar is available on the Chevy Trailblazer. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com/Trailblazer.
I am showing the vehicles unlocked if you'd like to check it
out. You're the best. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Michael.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and I'm glad
you're a lifesaver.
Well, we appreciate having you all as our subscribers.
So do we after today.
OnStar, always there, always ready.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Doug. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Thank you very much. Just got an email from Mark in Cleveland who was talking about the fact that now Bush's new claim is that he's absolutely convinced that they had a weapons program, and that with time we'll find out that they did have a weapons program. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go out to Washington and talk to Dave. Dave, thanks for calling 1-800-TALK-YES.
Weapons of mass distraction.
I'm telling you, discussion, distraction, you name it.
And those weapons are everywhere today. you know, Jolene, I will support Dennis Kucinich because he represents my thinking. And until, I think, you know, if we look at the Republicans who've had quite a bit of success basically taking over the political process in this country, I'll give them credit. They did it by being uncompromising. And, you know, they voted Ronald Reagan into office with, you know, his extremism. They didn't look to vote a moderate who maybe was more electable. They went with their principles. I think their principles are bankrupt and spiritually dead, but that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's why I'm a Democrat and they're Republicans. But we have to, I think as long as these kind of, I call them fakey Democrats, who think that Joe Lieberman could even possibly be a Democrat, as long as they're playing this so-called rational game of, well, we need someone electable, someone who can play to the camera or whatever, mm-hmm. I think it will just continue the decline of the Democratic Party. I think we need progressive people to stand up for our principles and what it is we believe in, and to support the candidates who voice those, whether they look good on camera, whether it plays well, whether they're electable, because that's the only way that we're going to make the party come back to the people.
Yeah, and like you, I feel most right with myself that I'm doing that. You know, I don't feel like at this point going where I don't need to go. I want to support Kucinich. I'm going to stick with it.
Well, you know, on the other hand, people decry all this kind of phony thing going on in politics where they say one thing, do another, and yet that's exactly what the practice they're supporting by saying, well, I'm going to vote for this guy because it's electable, but it's not really what I believe in or so forth. People have to come from that place of principle and say, this is the democracy I believe in. I believe in, you know, of the people, for the people. And that's Dennis Kucinich, not Joe Lieberman, not this the Breck hair guy from North Carolina.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. And, hey, listen, I know this always sparks a lot of conversation, so if you want to comment, we have a whole half hour to do that. Coming up next, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I'm Julian Jordan in for Peter Werby. Another hour to go. We're going to talk a lot about the environment as well.
You've been
been listening to The Peter Wuerme Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Peter Wuerme Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Wuerme Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. It is 87 months in prison and a $3 million fine for ImClone founder and former CEO Sam Waskell following his conviction on securities fraud and tax evasion. Both Waskell and friend Martha Stewart are embroiled in troubles stemming from the sale of the stock right before ImClone's application of a cancer drug was rejected by the FDA. Former Reagan administration cabinet member Donald Regan has died at the age of 84. He served as Treasury Secretary and later as Chief of Staff for former President Ronald Reagan. He resigned his post during the height of the Iran-Contra scandal in the 1980s. Senators from both sides of the aisle have called for an investigation into intelligence gathering on weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller told NBC's Today Show the administration's credibility could be in jeopardy. On the same program, Arizona Republican John McCain said questions on the whereabouts of the banned weapons should be answered soon. The U.S. has criticized Israel over a helicopter gunship attack in the Gaza Strip that targeted a key Hamas leader. The White House is concerned that the attack could derail the peace process. Steve Mort reports from Washington.
With condemnation of the attack coming from Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, the U.S. is deeply concerned that the roadmap peace plan is in danger. The strike in the Gaza Strip came less than a week after President Bush launched the roadmap. A statement issued by the White House said the president is deeply troubled by the strike of helicopter gunships that reportedly killed at least two persons and wounded 20 others. It also said the president is concerned that this strike will undermine efforts by Palestinian authorities to bring an end to the terrorist attacks. Steve Mort, Washington.
More news in a moment.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
Oh, but, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby.
What are you doing?
Taking it off! Ah! I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are in airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
And where are we going, Vince?
Yeah, you know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Tire iron.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Soaring temperatures this summer may send electric bills into the ozone. A new report says electricity prices may hit their highest level in 2 decades. The increase is largely due to rising natural gas prices and falling inventories. The impact of a looming shortage of domestic natural gas supplies on a weak U.S. economy is being brought up today by Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. The Fed chair will testify before the House Energy and Commerce Committee today. More after this.
This week on E!
He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
Serial bombing suspect Eric Rudolph's hearing, set for today in Birmingham, Alabama, has been postponed for a week. Rudolph is accused in the 1998 bombings of a Birmingham abortion clinic and three Atlanta bombings. It looks as though the White House will not fight a Senate plan to give seniors prescription drug coverage. Under the proposal, the nation's elderly would get the same prescription benefits in Medicare as in private health care plans. The White House was expected to seek some changes during final negotiations, but said the important thing now is to keep the process moving. A hearing surrounding the Sammy Sosa corked bat controversy is being held in Baltimore today. The Cubs slugger is appealing his 8-game suspension for using an illegal bat in a game last week. A 4 p.m. news conference is scheduled to announce results of the appeal. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire, and what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high-voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Thank you. Welcome to another hour of the program. And this hour, we'll get a little bit later into the Honey, I Shrunk the Clean Water Act. And if you drink water out of a tap, I suggest you stop immediately. And especially since it looks like there are these a couple of real major attacks on our water, on drinking water supplies, and now federal protection on these different lakes and wetlands and streams and things like that. So we'll talk about that and other presidential hopefuls, what they're saying about alternative energy. And guess who one of those is? Of course, Congressman Dennis Kucinich. He has come out to say today on the House floor, pressing for the truth about the administration's drive to the war. He says the credibility gap is growing. First, the administration said to the U.S. that had to sweep aside the U.N. inspections, and the U.N. Security Council because Iraq had weapons of mass destruction that were an imminent threat. And now their story is that Iraq had a weapons program. No longer weapons of mass destruction. Now it's a program. Dennis Kucinich says if this administration can fabricate reasons for the war after the fact, where will America be headed for war next? And I have some information we can talk about Iran as well later. Iran is pretty PO'd at this point. We have phone calls, though, and that's really what this show is all about, besides the guests. Let's first take Max in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we're going to have moments with Billy Sunshine in California in a little bit, too. Max, welcome to the program. Hello, Max. I guess he dropped too, John. John says in my ear, well, let's just start our Billy moments right now. Why not? Billy, are you there?
I'm here.
Good.
Max heard that I was up next, he just wanted to get out of the way because he's a superior caller.
I don't know. Maybe. I know that someone actually wrote in, and I just got an email. They wanted to know when you and I were on together because you were down here in Florida, and you came over to my studio, and we did a whole three-hour show together, and someone actually wants to download it. I'm curious why.
Is it available for download?
It is. You can go to the White... I think you still can get it, whiterosesociety.org, and there's radiopower.org. They both archive our shows. So if you, and it was a couple of weeks ago, right, that you were on?
It was a couple of Mondays ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday.
Was it really?
It was definitely
a
Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyhow.
June 1st or something?
It's something around there.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, listen, Billy, here's an email I got. Dear Julene, if you could list the Democratic candidates on a scale from most progressive to least... That would be helpful. I would be interested in also the differences between Kucinich and Dean. The two candidates, I think, are most progressive, which they are most progressive. But I think you can, put Kucinich, and then you want to put Lieberman at the other end, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm not sure entirely of the differences between Dean and Kucinich myself, and we are going to need to learn them.
I think Dean's pretty wealthy, isn't he? Isn't he one of these wealthy guys?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Aren't all politicians wealthy?
Maybe not all.
You know, exactly, not all. You know, let's put the what I like to call is the 80-20 rule. I will make gross generalizations that will be right 80% of the time, and you know, frankly.
Okay. Hey, that's our speech. Hey,
you know,
I was going to say let's take some calls. We have calls.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Can we do that, John? Let's take Max because he's back.
Max, good, Max is
from
back.
Santa Fe. It's time. Moments with Billy and Julene. Hi, Max.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to call up and talk about Dean.
Yes, please do.
I was on a conference call with him on Saturday, and he just came across really very very powerful and very terrific and very progressive in representing the Democratic Party.
Do you know the differences? Can you name any of the differences between him and Kucinich?
You know, I don't know. I couldn't go point by point, but I did see Dennis Kucinich when he was here in Santa Fe, and he spoke. And I'll tell you, I got just as excited by Howard Dean as I did Kucinich.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I like what Kucinich is doing, of course. He's doing great things, very progressive. But Howard Dean is also there, and he's going to be coming out more publicly this month in June, so I think people could watch out for him.
Well, and he's up there. I mean, I know that, yes, it is a Zogby poll, and someone said, do you really believe those polls? He's at 22%, just behind Kerry at 25%.
Max? Max,
people go check out Dean's website, www.deanforamerica.com.
We'll do it. We'll do it. And you had a question for Max, Billy?
I do.
I got to keep you all straight.
Max, I wanted Max to weigh in on the electability issue. I am troubled, and I don't think either one of those guys are electable. I'd like him and anyone else to make the argument.
Well, my sense is that Dean is more electable than Kucinich because Dean has a track record that goes back into the 80s as an elected representative in Vermont, and he's got a record 5 re-elections as governor of Vermont. So he knows how to present himself to people and still maintain his integrity and not just pander to get votes. He's very much into his integrity.
A guy who gets elected without pandering for votes. It's hard to believe, but gee, that's exciting to think about.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. I was very moved at this little gathering where we had a conference call on him. Two videos were played. One where he presented to the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, back at the beginning of this year, and he just came across really standing for what the Democratic Party is most known to stand for.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, because I always place most of the Democrats just so close to the Republicans. All right, Max, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you calling from New Mexico. We have, I like this, John wrote, we have Mike in the heart of the problem, Washington, D.C. Hi, Mike.
John Lucas knows what he's doing.
He does. He really does. Mike, how are you? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. We're both kind of, you know, loud and obnoxious, so go ahead.
Well, what you were saying just before I called up, which kind of prompted me to, about the tap and staying away from it.
Yes.
Water. I worked for Clean Water Action Project about 15 years ago.
Great.
And at that point, I ceased drinking anything that came out of the tap before it went through at least another filter or two.
Yes.
You'd be amazed at the stuff that the governments allow into the water supply.
Oh, my God!
Yes, like arsenic. What else?
And, you know, there's disasters that are about to occur, which nobody wants to talk about, like the Stringfellow acid pits out in Los Angeles, which is migrating towards the Los Angeles aquifer.
Ooh.
And when it hits, the water literally will not be potable anymore. It will not be fit for human consumption.
Well, you know what they're trying to do? Mm. They're trying to get us to the point where you can make money selling people water like everything else that's important.
Privatization.
Control the essence of our lives, and capitalism takes control. And, you know, that's the point. This is the question I want to ask everybody and use this call to do it. Aren't there some things that shouldn't be left to unrepentant, uncontrolled capitalism? I love capitalism. I've made a lot of money being one. But I think that...
Billy. Oh, groovy. Smashing.
Groovy.
Capitalism.
Capitalism. Yeah, so, but, you know, what about, you know, this whole thing about health care, for example. The, you know, the fact that Christy Todd Whitman had to, and she's not exactly the worst, you know, the biggest environmentalist in the world. She couldn't stand what was being passed through, what she was being forced to accept as the head of the EPA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and so you don't drink out of a tap. What do you? Well, what? How do you? What do you drink out of? What do you do? I have a filter system on my fridge.
I've got a filter pitcher in the refrigerator. I've got a filter on the faucet. And
wow.
Like I said, the stuff that goes through literally cumulatively is enough to kill you. And
that's what I was telling my friend last night, and John Lucas just whispered in my ear and said that he has one through that's built in kind of throughout his whole house.
Oh yeah, you almost have to. But I live in an apartment. I can't filter everybody's water, but I can just get mine.
Well, at least yours is taken care of.
But part of the problem is that's one of the major pushes of the Shrubs administration is to privatize water resources throughout the world so we can peddle water to desperately poor people. If you can't ante up for your daily water ration, you can dry up and blow away.
You know, I read science fiction a lot, and in some of the more ridiculous science fiction books, they have these guys who, you know, control things like water and are the richest people on Earth because they control water.
Exactly.
And it doesn't seem so ridiculous anymore.
Well, it's like Heinlein writing about Mars and the colonies on Mars and the fact that water is the single most important thing in the world.
You know what? I understand what they're doing. They're so worried about borders, language, and culture that what they're trying to do is if they turn America into a third world, our water's no good and makes you sick, then no one will come here anymore.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Think about all the problems in third world countries over privatization. People are dead, dying, suffering, diseased. It's just absolutely horrible. And there's this push in Iraq. It may happen in Iraq. I mean, this is the quest for worldwide domination of these precious resources.
Well,
and
Iraq's a good example.
Yeah.
Because in Iraq, we've got Halliburton and our best companies out there making sure the oil flows. But right now, the water is poisoned in Iraq, and nobody is doing anything about it.
That's right. And meanwhile, corporations, like you say, like Halliburton, Bechtel, they're raking it in, just raking it in left and right. Well, we really appreciate you calling in about the water, because we are going to have a guest. I'm going to have a guest coming up in a little while from the Sierra Club to talk more about it.
Julene?
Yes?
The whole thing that the Bush administration is about... It's about removing regulation. That's
absolutely
what he's here to do.
That's right. And let me tell you this. I just got an email. Let's go back to the, because we'll revisit the water thing. That's coming up. And anyone who wants to call in and talk about any of this, that's great. This is from Frank. Frank says, hi, Julene. I've had the usual amount of frustration and aggravation dealing with the right-wing monster now loose in the land. But I almost feel an equal amount of frustration when I hear my friends and allies, this is capitalized and underlined, come out and denigrate any of the Democrats now running for president. Anybody who goes into the election of 2004 stating that there was only one candidate among a crowd of 10 that they can support instead of the Bush crime family might still be my friend but is no longer an ally. Oh, no.
Well, you know, and, that's a good point. The
but
fact
listen,
is that
he said
to set up America for the anybody but Bush concept.
Yeah. But listen to this, including Lieberman or Sharpton. That's what Frank said. He said, keep your eye on the ball greens. I like Kucinich, too, but would gladly settle for any of the current Democrats. Oh, Billy, what are we going to do? What are
we
going to do?
We shouldn't let the Republicans pick our candidate. Like in California, the Democratic governor picked the Republican candidate for governor. It could never have been.
Right. Well, thanks for being with us. Moments with Billy. On the Peter Werby Show. He's going to be back tomorrow. I'm making it a regular feature when Peter's gone. Because he is anyway. He calls in all the time. And you can too. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Nice drive, Jim.
Ah, thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The General helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer. At the briefing today,
the job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad? Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Wermy Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
I guess we've been kind of skipping around a little bit. I introduced the subject that we would be talking about here in a few minutes, and that is Honey, I Shrunk the Clean Water Act, talking about the nation's waters, ranging from neighborhood creeks and fishing holes to entire drinking water supplies that could lose federal protection. This is absolutely just uncalled for. This is absolutely criminal. This is absolutely, as one of our callers said, this causes death and destruction. The water's tainted water supply and the push toward the privatization of water. And that is something we will fight tooth and nail and talk about as often as we can here on the program, because that's just one more nail in the coffin, you know what I'm saying. Our guest to talk about it will be Jessica Froman, National Conservation Organizer for the Sierra Club. Also talking about different presidential candidates, or hopefuls, I should say. Now, where do they stand on energy alternatives? Well, according to the Sierra Club, all of the Democratic proposals are head and shoulders above the Bush administration, above what they have put forth. So that is some good news, and that goes along with this whole the emails I'm getting about how, you know, any Democrat would be better than Bush, which, you know, I have said that, and I do have to agree on a large scale. But you have to pick some of these apart. You still have, it's still our duty to do that. Let's see, Joe Lieberman was a member of the official Senate observation group to the Kyoto Conference on Global Warming. He supported the Clinton position at the conference. Who else? John Kerry. He was a delegate to the Earth Summit in 1992 and in the Kyoto Climate Talks in 1997. He's also argued that developing countries be held to Kyoto. He co-sponsored a State Department bill amendment that directed the Bush administration to work toward revising the treaty by promoting shared international responsibility of all major world powers to cut carbon dioxide emissions. Well, who's the worst out of the Democrats? Those Dean lovers out there. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is cited most closely with the Bush administration, endorsing the National Governors Association policy, which opposed the Kyoto Protocol. So Howard Dean opposed the Kyoto Protocol. So there's a big difference right there. Looking for differences between Howard Dean and Kucinich, there it is. And let's see, we have a phone call coming in. It's Joe in Santa Fe. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling the Peter Wermy Show.
Hi, Julene. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
This morning I was watching the president on the Fox Hole News and CNN.
Oh, no, you poor thing. Why do you do this to yourself?
So you can
call my show and tell me about
punishment,
it.
I guess.
Well, no, it's okay. You can call and tell me the stupidity. It's okay. Then I don't have to watch it.
This is what I found out. Only the Fox Hole Channel and CNN were the only ones broadcasting the speech. The other channels, I guess, chose not to do it.
Which speech are you talking about?
On education.
Okay.
And
talking about the child tax speech?
If Clinton would have been given the speech, he would have been on all channels.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder
even if he were, even if he were talking on any subject, you know, say like on his pet Buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that I'm surprised that, Fox Hole News and CNN thought it was even important to talk about kids whose parents don't make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
I'm even surprised about that. We here on this show think it's very important. In fact, I have a guest who is booked to talk about it next hour, and we're going to talk all about how Bush now is saying we've got to pass this child tax credit, and he's kind of backtracking a little bit. You know, they left out families that made between $10,500 and $27,000. But if you made over that, gee, you should get a break. Let's not help people who actually need it. Oh,
you know something, Julie?
What?
I think that people are finding the true colors of George Bush. But, you know, they're not saying anything.
Right.
They're saying that George Bush is enjoying a big popularity.
Oh, they're afraid of going to Guantanamo. So many people. All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Our guest coming up next. Talking about your water supply. You still drink from the old spigot? Probably not a good idea.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. As the United Auto Workers gears up for contract talks with the big three U.S. automakers, new signs that industry is preparing for the worst. According to London's Financial Times newspaper, General Motors is stocking up on cars and light trucks in preparation for a possible strike this fall. Talks between the auto workers and Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler open on July 19th and are widely expected to be the most contentious in recent memory. Ford hopes to shut down four U.S. factories, and all three automakers hold pension plans that are underfunded by tens of billions of dollars.
Another week, another pension reform protest strike in France. Today's is being led again by the transport workers and has brought much of the country's bus and train systems to a halt. There are more flights into and out of French airports this week compared to last week's strike. Teachers led last week's walkout, but they are absent on the streets today as their union holds bargaining talks with the government. If those do not turn out well, the French National Teachers Union says it will hold its own strike on Thursday.
Frontline workers in Canada's battle against the SARS virus will receive hazard pay. Ontario's health minister ordered the four Toronto hospitals where the deadly disease is treated to double the hourly wages of those tending to SARS patients. But the Ontario Nurses Association says that's not enough. The union is demanding double pay for all health care workers in those hospitals where the airborne virus is being treated. And since gloves, masks, and gowns were not enough to prevent two nurses from recently contracting SARS from a dying patient, the ONA says additional safety equipment is needed. Yesterday, a dozen nurses arrived at their provincial legislature wearing masks in protest of the Ontario government's handling of SARS. They say they were muzzled, silenced, and ignored during the outbreak and are demanding a public inquiry.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. And talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Clean Water Act. I read that this morning and thought that was pretty darn clever. And together, three different environmental groups, Earth Justice, Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Sierra Club are speaking out on what could weaken our clean water protection to the point, well, we're going to find out to what point. Our guest is Jessica Froman, National Conservation Organizer from the Sierra Club. And welcome to the program, Jessica.
Hi.
It's good to have you here. I want to start by saying I was hanging out with one of my friends last night, and we were talking about water. And he said, you know, actually, I heard that it's better to just drink water out of the tap because you get all your minerals that way. But you would agree, no.
Probably not.
Because in that water are all kinds of horrible things. Arsenic, what kinds of other things are currently there that we could see a lot more of in the future?
Well, I would say that it's not that tap water is necessarily in and of itself bad. I would
right.
say that tap water may have minerals that haven't been washed out and that in large quantities are bad. And as we see more water being dumped into in the waters that we use as drinking waters and aren't cleaned up as well, we're going to see more of those minerals, more contaminants, and frankly, more chemicals being used to clean up our waters.
Now let's talk about what is going on today. There's a subcommittee hearing. Is that what's going on? I'm talking about these efforts by the Bush administration to exclude these many areas of America's streams and wetlands, right?
Absolutely. Today a subcommittee of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a hearing to look at Bush's efforts to exclude the federal protection of the majority of America's streams and wetlands. In this panel, there were EPA, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Department of Justice, as well as Senator Feingold, who spoke about his legislation that essentially is an attempt to place policy on what exactly Congress's intent on what water should be protected.
And the EPA is initiating a lot of these the rewritings that
yes.
would how much of the nation's streams and wetlands would be affected?
About 60% of the wetlands and waters, or about 20% of the wetlands and about 60% of the waters and the streams of
that's
the United States
huge.
Would be protected.
Huge. That's very huge.
Absolutely.
And if that happened, I'm sorry, if that happened, what would it mean for?
Right. Essentially, it means the polluters would have the ability to dump waste into these waterways without a permit. And
so any kind of waste.
Absolutely. And they wouldn't be notified, wouldn't have to notify the public. And there wouldn't be any fear for them of what might happen to them because it would be completely legal.
That is so scary.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was already Bush has already lifted a lot of these restrictions, right?
Yes.
How much has he done? How much damage has he done up to this point?
Well, when the Supreme Court came down and decided what the definition of water would be. They only made a slight change. They essentially said that if a wetland or a stream or a pond that's non-navigable but was located only in one state, that it would not be considered automatically protected by the Clean Water Act. Well, EPA came out and then decided to make a guidance made it stronger. They excluded more water bodies than what the Supreme Court had originally done. They excluded water bodies that are habitats for federally protected endangered and threatened species, ones that are non-navigable and, again, intrastate. And all of these are non-navigable water bodies. So essentially it's like the headwaters of rivers and streams and wetlands that are not adjacent to water bodies. So they're isolated.
Okay. Now, how has the oil industry gotten into the act?
The oil industry has kind of picked up on a small aspect of the Environmental Protection Agency, which is the water or the oil prevention agency.
Okay.
They are essentially there to make sure that places that store oil have some sort of protection, that if there was an oil spill, there would be a cleanup action that would follow fairly quickly. And the oil industry has essentially said, we're going to sue the EPA, and we're going to challenge the scope of what the Clean Water Act truly can protect.
because they want to dump, right? Is that
absolutely
what it is?
Absolutely.
Right into our creeks and streams.
Absolutely.
Boy, I just can't believe how horrible people are and how little regard for nature there is. It just makes me sick, and that's why I always have to talk about these things when I see them.
Absolutely.
And so what is the Sierra Club up to?
As you said before, we are in a coalition with Earth Justice and NRDC to intervene in this lawsuit. We are attempting to monitor act and ensure that they don't challenge definitely. We see the oil industry suit as a method, a play on what the White House has allowed, which is a sue and settle strategy. They've allowed industry to come in and sue on a variety of issues ranging from wildlife habitat protections, national forests, and essentially sued only to get a settlement quickly.
Yeah, we've talked about that whole sue and settlement thing, so this is just continues that.
Just another example.
Now, what about you? You drink filtered water, I'm sure.
I drink tap water occasionally, too.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Is that common? I don't know a lot of environmentalists will even go near it.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, I will definitely wash my dishes in it, and, you know, I don't use bottled water to wash my dishes or anything.
Right. I'm not that freaky either.
No, but, you know, if it's there, you know, I'm not adverse to it.
Okay, well, then that maybe make everyone feel a little better, because I said, I don't suggest it.
I strongly suggest filtered. You know, if you have a tap, I would say filter it. But, you know, it varies around the country. Some facilities clean better than other water sources to begin with.
Okay, on this.
That's a great question. As of right now, it was mentioned this morning hearing that EPA does not have any timetables, are interested in what the public has to say. They want comments. And right now it is only a proposal for a proposal for rulemaking. So they have yet to actually have the proposal for comments. In fact, the majority of the state changes in the definitions of water, and they want to see more waters protected.
Oh, absolutely.
But EPA doesn't have any sort of timetable. They're much more interested in just kind of letting things go and seeing where they land. And they keep, you know, they mentioned over and over again that they haven't come up with any decisions on what they want to do. Whether
okay.
that's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to wait and see. And meanwhile,
it's definitely going to be a waiting game.
I won't be drinking the tap water. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Jessica, for being on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And let's go back to a little bit. We were talking about Howard Dean and how he was with this Kyoto Treaty that Bush refuses to sign on to. Howard Dean has sided most closely with the Bush administration. Talking about what are the differences really between Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich? Well, Bill writes in, "Hi, Julene. You know what my biggest problem with Dean is? He pulls his punches. I don't like people that take a position but refuse to aggressively defend that position. Why won't he call Bush the war-mongering pig vomit that he truly is?" These are Bill's words, okay? Why all that dancing around the fact that Bush is a lying sack of bovine excrement? Hey, we can say that here. Dean just seems a little too concerned about what his playmates will think of him. Kucinich is the only one afraid to say it like it is. And I appreciate you writing into that, because my sentiments exactly on pretty much all of it. If you want to write in or call in, you can. It's 1-800-TALK-YES. And it's also calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And here we have Bill in Chicago writing in to Jolene. That's all right. Julene is my name. John Kerry has some money of his own, as reported recently on BuzzFlash. Yeah, I did see that. His wife is loaded, being the widow of a Heinz food heir. Can you say ketchup? That's from Bill in Chicago. So, Bill in Chicago, thanks for sending that in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And, you know, keep writing in. It's the listeners that make the show, as far as I'm concerned. I can guide it through, and I can give you all kinds of information. But the listeners and your comments are what it's all about. Today in the New York Times, I don't know how many of you read the Times on a daily basis, but I read the editorials each and every day. And I thought this was a very interesting one. We'll switch to religion. Hey, how about that? We go from water to Kucinich to religion. Unless you want to bring me back around, I'll just do this. It's giving God a break. Nicholas Kristof, he said, God must be feeling dizzy listening to American evangelicals pray for help in converting Muslims from their vile faith, while Muslims appeal for assistance in stomping out bloodthirsty Christian infidel invaders.
We're on a mission from God.
Yes, we are. And Nicholas continues saying, so maybe God, along with all of us, will find relief following a milestone last month. Some leading evangelicals called on their own prophets to zip it. We can pray that responsible Muslim leaders will follow that wise example and similarly rein in their own extremists. This loving rebuke was by conservative Christians. And it was at a Washington conference where they, as Nicholas Kristof says, they helped move us back from the clash of civilizations that hardliners in both Islam and Christianity are pushing us all toward. Then it goes on to talk about Franklin Graham. We talk about Franklin and Billy Graham a lot on the show. And Franklin Graham is led the call to arms, of course, with blasts like his description of Islam as a very evil and wicked religion. We know we've heard that one. Pat Robertson dismissed Muhammad as an absolute wild-eyed fanatic, a robber, and Jerry Vines, former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, labeled Muhammad a demon-possessed pedophile. And this is really interesting because it says, you know, Billy Graham is not a nut. His organization is an exceptionally well-managed charity that does provide $150 million annually in food and medical care in some of the grimmest corners of the third world. Still, he still has this essential human conceit that God is on the pew beside us as a member of our own sect. And Spinoza says, if a triangle could speak, it would say that God is eminently triangular. So, very interesting. I suggest you read it. I don't always say it. I don't like to read whole articles on the air because that can be just extremely boring. But this is a good one, and I always like to point out the good ones for those who maybe don't read the New York Times or don't get to it in time. Hey, let's do that. Thank you for reminding me, John Lucas. He's whispering in my ear again. And it's Jim Hightower, America's favorite populist.
I have to whisper this to you because it's a secret the Bushites want to keep from you. They have become totally obsessed with secrecy and are spending billions of our tax dollars in an anti-democratic lockdown to keep public information from, well, us, the taxpaying public. I'm not talking about deep, dark spy stuff affecting national security. I'm talking about everyday materials on what various Bush officials are doing that affect our jobs, liberties, clean air and water, food, and other basics. The Bushites are slap-happy about secrecy, slapping top secret on any and every document that might reveal what they're doing to us and who benefits from their backroom, closed-door actions. Even before the September 11 terrorist attacks gave them a political excuse for shutting out We the People, Bush and company were removing more than 33 million public documents from public scrutiny, nearly a 50% increase over the previous year. They spent about $5 billion classifying, storing, and guarding documents, a 40% increase over the Clinton years. This autocratic penchant for executive secrecy is so un-American that it has alarmed many conservative Republicans. Representative Porter Goss, for example, thinks it's ridiculous. Head of the House Intelligence Committee, Goss says, I read report after report after report all day, and they've got some type of secret classification cover on it. I'll say, what's classified about that? Senator Richard Shelby, an Alabama Republican, thinks that the rush to secrecy is not merely ridiculous, but dangerous. A lot of the documents are classified for the wrong reason, because they're embarrassing or perhaps because of a cover-up, he says. This is Jim Hightower saying, conservative or liberal, we can't let executive power hide behind a secrecy stamp. To battle the stamp of autocracy, call the Federation of American Scientists, 202-546-3300.
Okay, Jim Hightower, thank you once again. And you can hear that here each and every day on the Peter Werby Show. A couple more emails. We were talking about dirty water. We were talking about Bush administration wanting to weaken clean water protection even further than it has already been done in his time as the resident. Adam writes in, you may not drink dirty water, but if you eat meat, then you probably do. How clean do you think the water is the cows, pigs, or chickens eat? That's a good point, Adam, but I don't eat meat. I would be a vegetarian for the last 20 years, as a matter of fact. Another good email that came in about Kucinich and Dean, talking about differences. Julene, also another difference, as far as I know, between Kucinich and Dean. Kucinich is a vegan. That ought to ring a bell with you. Cheers, Mike. Mike knows me. You can tell. I don't know if I know you, Mike, but you've obviously been listening. And let's see what Joy has to say. Hi. I just discovered your show today. Is he a Canadian? I'm pretty sure he is American. Oh, we're talking about Bill Moyers. Oh, yes, that is a speech that I did read this morning. Bill Moyers just really let him have it there. Not the people at the Take Back America conference, but his dissent of the Bush administration. And is Bill Moyers Canadian? Can anyone tell me that? I don't know. He has the name. Let's see. He has the name record. Oh, he says. She says, why doesn't he run? Why doesn't Bill Moyers run? Okay, I've just read this cold, so that's why I'm kind of stumbling and bumbling. He has the name recognition. He evidently trumped Kucinich at the Take Back America conference with his Cross of Gold speech. Please read to his speech or refer to it. You know, I did check that out, and I was planning on doing that. So I will get that out. Maybe we can talk about it a little next hour, or maybe even tomorrow, because the rest of the show is pretty darn packed. And we're going to talk at the top of the hour about this child credit, this child tax credit, and what's going on with that. We'll talk to someone from United for a Fair Economy. Your phone calls, your emails, it's all right here. 1-800-TALK-YES. Call TALKYES at yahoo.com.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now at 586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities, call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400.
847-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what Big Biz wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico, welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what, the fish cop's coming after you. Let me know. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And, I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. And we do have a couple of phone calls on the line. We'll take one from San Francisco. It's David, and thanks for calling. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, Julene. You know, do you, you know, of course, the FBI head is Robert Mueller. And he was the person who was supposed to be the investigator for BCCI, Bank of Credit and Commerce International.
I don't know if I heard this one. There's so many stories out there of connections, right?
Yeah. Well, BCCI was kind of an interesting story. It was called Bank of Credit and Commerce International.
Okay.
This was it started to emerge shortly before Oliver North got exposed. This was a bank that was based in Kuwait, and as the listeners may not know, money laundering, not just you know, drug money laundering, but many major corporations try to do money laundering so that they don't have to pay taxes in America.
No.
And so when BCCI happened, mean scams that were going on, and it'd be too many to list. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Weapons sales to Iraq when they were sanctioned, a whole lot of different things. But and Oliver North was using this this bank, but it got discovered that there were Hamas was using the same bank as the Israeli Mossad. The KGB was using the same bank as the CIA.
Oh.
And, you know, the Medellin drug cartel was using the same bank as the DEA. And so this really harkens back to the idea that in the old book Catch-22, Yossarian discovers that the war is really being run by this black market corporation that doesn't intend to solve the war, that the real purpose of the war is to have it drag on forever so that the black market can profiteer off of it. And so that the, I think they, in the book Catch-22, they had eggs being delivered by U.S. bombers to German Air Force bases every morning. You know, that cotton was being bombed on. U.S. bombers were bombing U.S. bases so they could destroy the cotton that was bought at the wrong price. Robert Mueller never was able to effectively discover what the truth was about BCCI, and now he's the head of the FBI.
Oh, jeez. That's comforting. That's really comforting. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, David. It looks like we're at the end of the show, but we can talk more about it in the future, and I'm going to look more into that. I'm going to read more up on that. Need to know it. Well, thank you so much. We have Gary, who's hanging on the line, a couple other callers. 1-800-TALK-YES. We'll take your calls coming up.
You've been listening to The Peter Wurby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Now, you go make a difference.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is from the IE America Radio Network. I invite you from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Israeli helicopters have staged a second attack on the Gaza Strip in a matter of hours. While in Argentina, Secretary of State Colin Powell expressed his concern about the continuing violence.
We're deeply troubled by what happened in Gaza earlier today, and we are concerned that this kind of activity will delay the kind of progress moved down the roadmap.
The latest attack killed or wounded at least three Palestinians. Said the attack came after the rockets into Israel. That rocket attack seen as a response to the first Israeli attack, which was an assassination attempt on a Hamas leader. Iraq was one of several subjects addressed today by Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd in a conference call with reporters. Dodd said he has not been at all satisfied with how the rebuilding process has been going following the war and overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
I'm just stunned at the lack of preparation for what should have been anticipated as a serious problem. Just providing basic services to people, not to mention, of course, trying to deal with a political situation with so many divisions, ethnic divisions, religious divisions within the country.
Dodd did say on the military side that America did a remarkable job with taking care of in Iraq. The former head of IMP been sentenced to house arrest until his scheduled surrender on July 2nd. Waskell was also ordered to pay more than $4 million in fines and restitution at his sentencing for insider trading and tax evasion. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Donald, the age of 84, he was chief of staff Ronald Reagan when he resigned in the midst of the Iran-Contra scandal. Reagan wrote a controversial book that alleged, among other things, that First Lady Nancy Reagan consulted with an astrologer while her husband occupied the White House. More in a moment.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness, kidney disease. They all can be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know if you have it. But what makes diabetes so scary? Many people don't know when they have it, because there are often no symptoms. Meanwhile, diabetes can be causing damage that will lead to serious problems later on. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk for diabetes. What should you do? See your doctor, because a simple blood test can detect the problem, and with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes. That's 1-800-DS. Don't be blind to diabetes.
The issue of bail for serial bombing suspect for another week. A judge in Alabama granted a request for more time to study the case. Rudolph is accused in a string of attacks in the late 90s, including the 96 Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta. San Jose police are confident a man behind bars is the person responsible for the abduction and assault of a Northern California fourth grader. Jeanette Tamayo escaped from her abductor and wandered into a store looking for help Sunday. More.
Get a max when you sign up for a year. Plus get $25 back by $25 back. That's over $170 value. TV for Father's Day at Radio Shack. Not available everywhere for residential customers through 73103 with free dish offer and credit approval. Free dish after $49.99 bill credit. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Fees and restrictions apply. Hardware and programming sold separately. Details in store.
A new survey by the Million Dollar Roundtable shows a split among Americans and their finances. The majority of Americans say they want to pay down their debt, but they're not doing it. Financial expert and planner John Putnam explains just how bad America's debt situation has become.
The Credit Union National Association says we have $1.7 trillion debt, and $700 billion of that is on plastic.
Putnam says Americans have a split personality with regards to finances because they lack self-discipline and a plan. NASA has successfully launched the first Mars Expedition rover from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station.
Look normal for this phase of the flight. We're approaching Mach 1. And there we go. We've exceeded the supersonic speed, and the engine positions look good.
A second rover will launch later this month. Both will arrive at the Red Planet early next year. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul, I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back
years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel engine cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Thank you and welcome everybody to our final hour of the program today. A couple of guests this hour. A little later we're going to be talking about another one of these right-wing fanatics that Bush wants to nominate to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals in the 11th Circuit. And we'll talk just about how bad this one really is. Just as pretty much in the same really, really, really bad category the rest of them are. Right now, we're going to take some time to talk about the child tax credit. We've been talking about it quite a bit on the show, but it looks like a twist is happening, maybe due to some pressure. But we're going to refer to the experts, and that's David Martin, media coordinator of United for a Fair Economy. Thanks for being here, David, and welcome.
Thank you, Julene.
Absolutely.
Nice to be on your show.
Yes, absolutely. We're glad to have you here. And so let's talk about, lay it on the line for us. What is going on now? Bush is now wanting to include those who make less money. Is that right?
Yes, basically in the tax cut package that passed, that the Republicans in conference basically excluded low-income families from receiving a child tax credit.
Right, the people who need it the most.
Demonstrated the kind of the callous nature of
extremely callous, and that made between $10,500 and $27,000 a year.
Yes, that's 12 million.
12 million children. Oh, I got to write this down. 12 million children. So in the plan, those 12 million children, well, you don't count because your parents don't make much money. right?
Basically, that's it, that they don't make enough to receive the child tax credit. But that, so, you know, that at the same time that wealthy families are getting tax cuts of $93,000 in 1 year, and the tax credit is only for $600 to $1,000 in 1 year.
Yeah, and so now what is Bush doing? What is the latest?
Well, House Republicans wanted to broader tax cut package, another major tax cut. Kind of the skew within the itself is towards the wealthiest families, and comes to low-income families want to give the wealthiest families in America.
So you even say, yeah, so even if Bush is opening up, it's still not
exactly
sense.
That there, it's just low-income families. While you see a tax system that the wealthiest families in America are going to pay even less hush money to low-income and middle-income families.
Hush money, oh my. And I see here in this report, Senate tax writers also made the credit. They're wanting to include the people who make between 10 and 20, basically, or 27. But it says here they're also making the credit available by 2010 to couples who make $150,000 or more. So you can't, it can't just be left, you can't just do good, right?
No, you can't. That if you, like I said, if you're just going to target low-income families, you know, perhaps they don't vote enough or contribute enough to their campaigns, that they're basically going to give just very little a few hundred dollars to them. They'll see their tax cut extended to two.
You look at what he's done, Iraq, the environment, and on. Why this time? What about this issue? Backtrack even more.
I think that they're because they've been using rhetoric cut. And this showed that, 12 million children not receiving anything because their parents, they were quite vulnerable in terms of family.
Because I don't believe he cared before this, do you?
No, it's all political. It's
right.
Him losing credibility in his claims that all families are receiving some form of tax cut.
Yeah, because he does want to do this whole residency thing all over again, doesn't he? This is what our people who are struggling to make it from lower income or middle income and into middle income. What does that mean? And wait a minute. Let me say that again. To make it from lower income into lower middle income and into middle income, this is a helpful way to help them work up the economic ladder. Oh, so that, what are they going to get? $400 or something? I think he's kidding, David.
But if you make over $1,000 in a tax cut this year.
Cha-ching!
Over half of all Americans only receive $100 in a tax cut this year.
Yes. So for all those people, that's why I say don't watch these creeps on television. For all of those people who saw that, they thought, wow, G.W. Bush wants to take us high.
Because at the same time that they get a little bit of it, because Bush, the Bush administration has not addressed the state budget crises, that at the state level you're seeing taxes increased or services cut. And those services are generally support low-income families. And so they may get, a little bit of a tax credit this year, but they're losing a lot in terms of public services at the state level.
Right, that's true. And I know that a lot of people say, hey, $400, I can use it. But and I understand that. I really
Or, if you don't get your $100 goes quickly.
Yeah, it wouldn't mean a whole lot. So what do you see happening? But the Republican leaders, aren't they kind of saying,
There's a little conflict because some of the House leaders, the Republican leaders in the House, trying to use this as as leverage to open up another tax debate about how low-income families do not pay taxes, therefore
yes.
They don't deserve government. But, in fact, they pay payroll taxes, which is 15%, which is now equal to the what people who earn dividends will pay.
Well, darn it, there goes that argument. What do you think? How long is this going to go back?
Well, I think that with Bush's intervention, that they're probably going to resolve the child credit debate, which there's going to be probably a compromise bill coming out of the House.
Okay.
But I think, though, we can expect enough for the wealth, the compromise with the Republican House. Yes, we'll pass this tax credit for low-income families, but we want to have on the table major tax cuts for the wealthy, including permanent repeal of the estate tax.
Yeah, as if, first of all, there needs to be any more taxes, tax cuts for them, and then the estate tax. Combine that. I mean, even Bill Gates Sr. doesn't want to see that happen.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, this is the extreme that this is demonstrating the fact that 1 year repeal the estate dollars,
whoa,
which goes to 1,000 families, which is about $7 million.
Oh, my. Wow, so, that's staggering. Absolutely.
So there, and it was blow their game, expose their cards too much by having it $200 to low-income families, you know, possibly $7 million to the wealthiest families in the United States.
Yeah, and there are Democrats who are kind of in line with the Republicans on this one too, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're all kind of dependent on large campaign contributions.
Right.
And so they also want to see the wealthiest families get their tax cuts, and hopefully they'll repay them through a little increase in their campaign contribution.
Isn't that just special? And Hillary probably voted along the Republican lines, I would imagine. Do you know?
I think that, no, it split pretty much along party lines on most of these votes. And there's
okay.
a few of the conservative Democrats who did support it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying all of this. I'm glad that Bush has succumbed to some pressure, because he usually just doesn't care at all, even though it's still a big joke,
well,
right?
Well, it's kind of like the weapons of mass destruction issue that, you know, his rhetoric outstripped the reality. And
yes,
so,
you could say that.
It is his rhetoric of including everybody in a tax cut was exposed as bright as day that he was.
And it's just going to get worse. We got to get this guy out of office now. All right, David Martin.
Thank you,
Julie, so much for being here. We appreciate it. We've been a long time talking to United for a Fair Economy. Many different spokespeople from that organization, and they always come in to give us a good view right there from that part of the world on what's going on as far as things like this child tax credit. I thought it was really important to talk about this, because just in conversations with friends, I usually figure, and even friends who are not political, who mentioned this to me, I thought, well, okay, this seems to be one of those issues that I personally know a lot of parents, and I know a lot of parents who make less than $27,000 a year. A little later in this, well, just about 10 minutes away, I should say, we'll have someone from People for the American Way on to talk about these right-wing fanatics that G.W. Bush wants to get into these lifetime judicialships. So he's having a tough time, and he's extremely frustrated, and the Republicans are extremely frustrated because there's all of this filibustering that has gone on surrounding the nominations of these judicial nominees. Also, there has been outright dissent and outright, you know, just saying, no way, you will not get this person into a lifetime seat on the U.S. 11th Circuit Court in this case. And we'll be talking about William Pryor. And People for the American Way says, unfit to judge appeals court nominee uses the power of his office to promote extreme right-wing ideology that would undermine individual rights and constitutional liberties. No, 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 no more. We have enough as it is, and it has to go. No more of this. So we'll talk about him. We're going to expose this guy, and then maybe you can take a little action in your neck of the woods. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. We have an empty segment for you next. Come on back. Give me a call.
You know, you ought to check your credit report.
But I just don't have time.
I have to clean out the garage.
And take the kids to the doctor.
And balance my checkbook.
And take the dog to the vet.
And mow the lawn.
And do the grocery shopping. And call the bank.
Stop. If you haven't checked your credit report, there's a fast, easy solution. Log on to freecreditreport.com and we'll show you how to find out online what's in your credit report. And get 30 days of our credit check monitoring service free. So don't say,
I'm just too busy.
Log on to freecreditreport.com today.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Paul, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer has got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Let's say you're a salesperson who's been slacking off. Your sales are down by a third this year. You've brought in 15% less profit for your company. Now, let's say that you go to the boss and demand a... How long do you think it would take your boss to stop laughing and then fire you for being both a slacker and a silly person? But you're not David F. D'Alessandro. He's no ordinary employee of the John Hancock Corporation. He's the CEO. And as we know, the rules are different for those at the top. So yes, while he had a bad year in 2002, with John Hancock's stock prices plummeting by a third and its profits dropping 15%, Dave still got a pay hike of more than 150%, jumping his take-home to nearly $22 million. That's a good 2.5 times the CEO pay of such competitors as MetLife and Prudential, where his peers had to make do on about $8 million each. D'Alessandro, who apparently is fueled by the fumes of his own ego, dismisses all criticism about his outlandish pay for poor performance. I don't determine how much I make, he says, asserting that the board of directors determines that. Do we look like a bunch of all-day suckers? Come on, Dave. Corporate boards are notorious brother-in-law deals made up of golfing buddies and other CEOs who are part of the orchestrated bunny hop, happily raising each other's pay. But the John Hancock board member who okayed D'Alessandro's bonanza claims that it was necessary because other corporations might lure Dave away, adding that he's a real major league talent. But I wonder, how much demand is there in corporate world for an overpaid CEO who drove his company into the financial ditch? This is Jim Hightower saying, CEOs continue to fatten their own wallets while shareholders and employees are knocked down. That's not good management. It's incompetence and it's shameful greed.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Wirby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Well, thank you very much. And in a few minutes, yes, we'll be talking about one another with crooked court nominees. And a couple notes on Iraq. We have talked about it. There's no question. But I just today wanted to talk about, there were so many other things that I wanted to talk about. Not that this isn't important. So a couple of things that I did want to cover. Of course, the fact that G.W. Bush is now insisting that they did have a weapons program. Not barrels of weapons and, trailers of weapons and ships that are out at sea carrying the weapons, not planes and drones and factories and all kinds of facilities. Now, G.W. Bush says, I'm absolutely convinced with time we'll find out they did have a weapons program. I mean, who is he kidding? He's only kidding himself, and I really wonder if he lays in bed at night and thinking, you know what? I really think there isn't one, because he probably does, but he won't admit it, you know. We'll have to see. Yes, Bill writes in, yes, terror ships. It's his favorite subject. I knew I'd get you going on that one, Bill. He stopped short now of his previous assertions that Iraq's weapons of mass destruction had posed an imminent threat. Nor now is he saying that the U.S. would uncover biological and chemical agents. Just a program. Now he's justifying this invasion on humanitarian grounds. Oh, he's such a humanitarian. He's so into making sure that those people of Iraq are okay. And he says, history and time will prove the United States made the absolute right decision in freeing the people of Iraq from the clutches of Saddam Hussein. Ugh. Meanwhile, the BBC reports that child sickness, just one of the many things that's going on over in Iraq, child sickness is soaring in Iraq. The number of children suffering from, diarrhea and related diseases has risen dramatically. UNICEF has saying this. The incidence of diseases such as cholera, dysentery, and typhoid, 2.5 times higher this May than the same month last year. Keep in mind, this was at least 10 years of sanctions against this country, where these people couldn't get the most simple necessities because of these sanctions. There was the food for oil program that did allow oil to go out and food to come in. So that was one thing that did help. But this is just one of the many things with, the Baghdad water system is completely contaminated with sewage. There are many areas of Iraq that do not have functioning water and sewage facilities. We're talking about all kinds of different facilities around Iraq that have just been destroyed, and these people are suffering. They were suffering before. Now they're suffering even more. So you call that freeing the people of Iraq? That is not freeing the people of Iraq. There was another answer. Continue those inspections, but maybe I've just said it too many times. Maybe I'm just repeating myself and my mouth doesn't want to say it anymore. UNICEF is breaking down some of the food supplies. They're distributing food supplies, rations. The collapse of the infrastructure has worsened clean water supplies, health hazards, and yes, their food supply. They have begun distributing food rations across Iraq, but it does warn that there are not enough food and water supplies, especially if the water supplies remain contaminated. So why is no one doing anything about this? Why isn't Bechtel, they got their big old gazillion-dollar contract, why isn't Bechtel over there taking care of the people? Oh, you know what they're doing, protecting those oil fields, rebuilding oil fields. And I tell you, it's just sickening. It is absolutely sickening and disheartening. And meanwhile, to have that man, well, I wouldn't even call him a man, that evil, evil person, look at you in the eye, to have the nerve to look at you in the eye on national television and say that what he did was a good thing. Ah, jeez. Coming up with our guest in just a couple of minutes from the People for the American Way.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
An extension program in Wisconsin helps farmers protect the environment without putting them out of business. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Farming practices are often the target of environmental regulation, but for small and medium-sized farms, these rules dig into thin profits and operations struggle to comply. An extension program called Discovery Farms, based at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, is taking an innovative approach to environmental protection. Fred Madison co-directs the program, which uses on-farm research to identify sound environmental practices.
On the farms that are involved in the program, we will start out monitoring for a couple of years, either surface water or groundwater if it's appropriate, to see what's going on. And then after we get a look-see at some data, then we'll be able to sit down with the farmer, talk about how he or she farms, and see if we can figure out some ways that we can lessen the impacts of that farming system on the environment.
For example, Discovery Farms is monitoring the water quality impact of no-till planting, where farmers seed their crops without plowing. The program compares no-till with alternatives such as placing grass buffers along streams. Madison says the results can help guide government regulations.
Can we put together systems of farming in Wisconsin that function effectively from an environmental standpoint, but also can help us to be sure that the farmers are able to stay on the land? We don't want regulations imposed on agriculture that are going to put agriculture out of business. That's not the point.
The program is working in hog farms in Wisconsin. Madison says research on Discovery Farms is already showing that raising crops and livestock can be both profitable and environmentally sound. And the Sea Grant program at the University of Wisconsin.
The Peter Worby Show.
Doug's in Santa Fe listening to KTRC.
Isn't it good that the people that are in power can always contradict themselves?
Yeah, did
prostitution
you...
Prostitution wasn't legal in Iraq, but yet Saddam Hussein had series of concubines, one of which our CIA and federal government was getting information on him prior to the war.
Right. Turned out he uses Viagra. But so does Bob Dole. But so does Bob Dole. And thank you for Viagra. How many people are getting to go to Viagra Falls these days that previously couldn't? So it's a good thing.
Did you know this? That Saddam also wrote romance novels, writes them, writes plays and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and he likes Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He takes Viagra, puts on the Frank Sinatra tunes, and off he goes.
The Peter Worby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Worby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. And we will switch on over to another topic, but one that definitely needs to be talked about on this show. Because G.W. Bush, ever since he got in, has been trying to put through these extreme right-wing judicial nominees and give them lifetime seats on different courts. This one may be the worst yet. Which you would think that he might want to tame down his choices, but oh no, let's think not. Our guest right now, Judith Schaefer, Deputy Legal Director of People for the American Way. And Judith, thank you for being on the program this afternoon.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Now, Ralph Neese, the executive director at your organization, says, what can G.W. Bush be thinking? Maybe he thinks that this William Pryor that we're talking about here will make other far-right judicial nominees look tame. Now, that's where it got me, Judith. Let's talk about who we're talking about, William Pryor. Give us an idea of his track record.
Well, first of all, he's very young. He's 41. So if he were to be confirmed to the bench, we're talking,
ooh,
you know, it's a lifetime appointment. It's decades. And that's very important. It's not an accident that the president is picking relatively young people. He's the attorney general of Alabama, and he has used his official position time and again in an effort to push the law to the extreme far right. And he has done this on such a broad range of issues, it's almost staggering that someone of his relative youth has been able to do this. But we're talking about church-state issues, reproductive freedom, gay rights, the environment, issue after issue, gun control. He is an extremist, and his position would be detrimental to the rights and interests of ordinary Americans.
And what can you give us some examples maybe of some of these attacks that he's made? For example, reproductive freedom?
Well, reproductive freedom, he calls Roe v. Wade the worst abomination of constitutional law in our history. And that is a quote. This, in a constitutional history that includes the Dred Scott decision, Plessy versus Ferguson, you know, separate but equal, Korematsu, okay to imprison Japanese Americans during World War II.
Oh.
So he uses the harshest possible language to express his views, which are extraordinarily extreme. Right now, I'm sure many of your listeners know, the Supreme Court is very soon to decide a case out of Texas involving that state's anti-gay, quote,
sodomy
law.
Case.
Prohibits sodomy only between same-sex couples, not heterosexual couples, Pryor filed a friend of the court brief in that case. He didn't have to. He urged the court to uphold that law. His brief reads in the harshest of language towards gay people. And for purposes of legal analysis, he equated private consensual sex between people of the same sex, in other words, gay men and lesbians having sex in the privacy of their homes, he equated with necrophilia, bigamy, adultery, that whole list, some of the same stuff that Representative Santorum said, got a lot of publicity over, Pryor had said months before in his brief in front of the Supreme Court.
Well, I'm certainly glad we're talking about that, because that is one of my hot button issues. All of these are hot button issues right here on this show. And this guy, he should not even be attorney general.
Well, that is for the people of Alabama who have elected him. But he certainly is not qualified for a lifetime federal appellate judgeship. That would be so dangerous to all Americans for that to happen. It's just inconceivable to contemplate.
And we have listeners in Alabama, so I would encourage them to email
Alabama, Georgia, Florida, the 11th Circuit encompasses all of those states. Those folks want to talk to their senators about it.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we need to. I was going to say we need to bring this to light, and then you can tell us. Then you can tell us what to do. What other issues? What does he have? What is his?
He has been a leading architect of the new states' rights, or he calls it federalist movement. And this is a movement to restrict the authority of Congress to protect Americans from discrimination, to protect the environment. He has helped persuade the Supreme Court to issue a number of their very recent 5-4 decisions, in which they have held, for example, that Congress can't make the states comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, for example, can't apply the Age Discrimination in Employment Act to state employees. But Pryor has gone even further than the conservative majority on the court. For example, just recently, I think people know, the court decided Hibbs' case, in which it said that states can be sued for damages when they violate the rights of their employees under the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act. Pryor urged them to say that states couldn't be sued for that. He wanted them to go even further. Chief Justice Rehnquist disagreed with Pryor in that case.
Gosh.
So Pryor is further to the right than William Rehnquist, which tells you a great deal.
Yes, that certainly does. And so G.W. Bush, now this is obviously going to be a big-time debate. This may never happen, right?
You mean his confirmation?
Yes.
Well, certainly we hope not. We hope that, you know, the senators will recognize this is someone who is so extreme, and he is so extreme on so many issues. We had a press conference here in Washington today, and the breadth of the organizations, Sierra Club, the Brady Campaign, you know, handgun control,
sure.
HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, has issued a letter with respect to Pryor. NARAL, the National Women's Law Center, our organization, the Alliance for Justice, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. I mean, the breadth of concern about him is tells you a great deal of what his views are like. And his views are not a secret. He puts them all up. He puts his speeches up on his official website. People can go and read them for themselves. This isn't something, you know, secretive. He is not a stealth nominee by any means. He's very proud of his views, and they're incredibly extreme, and they're up there on his website, his official Attorney General of Alabama website, for everyone to read.
I just wonder how people like that get that way. Now, and William Pickering was another one who was pretty frightening, but how does he compare in terms of William Pickering?
Well, you know, it's always hard to compare different nominees, but Bill Pryor is a good quarter of a century younger than Judge Pickering, and so in that sense, you know, he is more extreme or more dangerous, if you will, because if he were to be confirmed, you know, statistically speaking, he's likely to be on the bench, you know, much, much longer and be around to do much, much more damage.
Right.
But he also has a record that touches on so many more issues than Judge Pickering's.
Well, and I was outraged over Pickering. So this is really, really, really frightening.
It really is. And it's why, I mean, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution wrote an editorial on May 6th that about Pryor. And the title of their editorial is "Right-Wing Zealot is Unfit to Judge." Now, that's a Southern newspaper out of Georgia. The Washington Post, which actually has been very supportive of this president's nominees, wrote an editorial about Mr. Pryor, very similar headline, "Unfit to Judge." Mr. Pryor's speeches display a disturbingly politicized view of the role of courts. This is the Washington Post, which has been very supportive, actually, of Mr. Bush's nominee. So you see the same phrase, unfit to judge, coming out of two different newspapers. I think that tells you a great deal, and we certainly agree with that. We have a lengthy report that we have released about Bill Pryor's record on so many of these issues. People can read on our website, pfaw.org, if they're interested in learning more, and they can go to Bill Pryor's own website and read his speeches for themselves.
Yes, and then make the call, right?
Make the calls. Write to your senators, call your senators' offices, particularly in the 11th Circuit, but also for those who live in states whose senators are on the Judiciary Committee. And that's really critical. If your senators are on the Judiciary Committee, call them up, email them, fax them.
Right.
You expect
absolutely.
Them. You insist that they oppose this nominee.
Now there's been a lot of filibustering in the past over his nominees.
Only two. I mean, this is. Let's not buy into what the right is trying to say here. I mean, you know, something like 125 of this president's judicial nominees have been confirmed. Only two have been filibustered. You know,
that's it.
I mean, that's really not a lot.
No.
And you know, no president is entitled to 100% confirmation rate. It would make a mockery of the Constitution if senators did not responsibly look at a nominee's record and exercise their obligation of advice and consent. And, you know, when the Democrats are trying to do that and they're getting blasted by the Republicans, but the Republicans are not entitled to 100% rubber stamping.
But I would say this is one that requires a filibuster.
Well, it should not get to that. Bill Pryor is so extreme. He is so unbelievably extreme and right wing in his ideology. He would be so damaging on so many issues that are so critical to the average American that we would hope that the majority of senators would see that his nomination shouldn't even be brought to the floor, but if it were, that it would have enough votes to be defeated. And if it were, you know, if for some reason 51 senators don't agree, which would be astonishing, then yes, it ought to be filibustered because this man should not be confirmed.
Yes, well, you get complete agreement on this program, and we appreciate you letting us know just how bad he is, Judith Schaefer. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we go to pfaw.org.
Yes, www.pfaw, as in People for the American Way, .org. And right on our homepage, you will see information about Bill Pryor and the links to our report and how people can take action.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's actually worse than I thought. I mean, that's why I had Judith Schaefer on the show, so she could kind of tell us some of the things that the just evil, downright sick things that he says about people. For example, when she was talking about abortion, or when he talks about abortion and it talks about gay men and lesbians having sex in their homes. And I mean, this guy's sick. And it just goes to show you, you know, birds of a feather flock together. My mother always told me that. And here's a case where, hey, this bird is flocking together with that big bird, and they're both big bad birds. Let's take a couple of emails here we'll read on the air. Mark writes from Birmingham about weapons of mass distraction. I have two fears about the whole WMD in Iraq deal. And Mark says either they have already discovered real proof that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction and they're waiting for just the right time to release this information, don't think so, to the press, perhaps waiting until closer to the presidential election, or there are plans underway to plant weapons if they don't eventually find any. I know, I sound paranoid, Mark says. Anyway, both of these possibilities would explain why we don't want UN inspectors anywhere near Iraq. It would also explain why administration officials speak to the existence of weapons of mass destruction with such confidence. Well, now it's not those weapons. It's the weapons program that G.W. Bush is convinced that will come out, that in the future, I'm absolutely convinced, with time, we'll find out that they did have a weapons program. History in time will prove that the United States made the absolute right decision in freeing the people of Iraq from the clutches of Saddam Hussein. That's what G.W. Bush says. So, Mark, I can understand your fears, and I would never want to discount anyone's fears because I have a million of them. Who knows what this monster is going to do next, right? But I just don't think there is anything. And if they do make it up, yeah, well, I wouldn't put it past them by any means. I wouldn't put it past them at all. Let's see, another one. I'm going to read this one later, Richard, and answer you off air talking about, we were talking about our guest yesterday, Danny Goldberg, who is CEO and chair of the Artemis Record Company, and he also has a new book out that we talked about yesterday. So I will read that to you off air. Well, here's something that is coming out now that could be his. You know how these things always come up. The heat is on the Bush administration. Okay, we've got a call. I'll take that in just a second. The heat is on the Bush regime, I should say. And so now we have this coming out. Saddam Hussein has been seen north of Baghdad and is paying a bounty for every American soldier killed, the leader of an Iraqi exile group said yesterday. Well, you know who this is? This is his Chalabi. Chalabi is right in with G.W. Bush. I think G.W. Bush kind of said, come on back. We're going to bring you on back to Iraq. So this is where they're saying now Saddam has $1.3 billion in cash from the central bank that was taken out on March 18th. He's bent on revenge. He believes he can't sit out and get the Americans going. And Ahmed Chalabi is the one who said this, head of the Iraqi National Congress. They're in bed with the Bushes. I mean, see, exactly. Just when the heat is coming down, this comes out. Huh. Isn't the timing beautiful? Let's go to Sarah in Santa Fe. And Sarah, thanks for calling today. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Sure, I can.
Oh, yes.
I'm clear.
I just wanted to say real quick, you know this little girl who was kidnapped in San Jose and then she managed to escape to a convenience store and get back home safely?
You know, I know of the story, and I know someone was caught. That's about all I know.
Okay. Well, what I want to say about that is the manager, I believe it was, of the convenience store is a Muslim, and he was the one who called the police. She came running into his store, and he called the police, and they only had him on for about three-quarters of a second on the CNN news last night. And,
he was the hero.
Yeah,
in
and if that and the, instead they made the police into big heroes. Now, the police have probably done some good investigative work because I think they caught the guy. I'm not sure. But, you know, if that guy had been, you know, a white American, they would be interviewing him,
and
his
think
name would
parade.
Be in headlights, you know.
Ticker tape parade.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to point that out.
Well, that's a good point.
I think that's part of the demonization of Muslims that's going on here, and it's really, really bizarre.
I do too. In fact, I have to tell you, I know that I don't think any of my neighbors listen to me. I don't really talk to them about what I do, but I have a neighbor who I don't know what country that he's from, but the neighbor on the other side got in a fight with these people who are they could be Muslim. I'm not sure, but she told me that she was mad because their dog was pooping in their yard. So they got into a fight, and she told me that she told him to go back to his own country.
Oh, I'm not surprised. People do that.
I live in between these folks here, and I just, the people don't know that I know this story, and I just want to look at them and say, just so you know, I'm not like them, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
I know. I know, but you know, the media should really know better.
But they
don't. This was unbelievable. This is a guy who called the police and probably comforted her until the police got there.
Right, right.
Who knows? You know, they didn't develop the story. They just flashed on him for a second, less than a second. I'm telling you, it was about three quarters of a second. They mentioned his name, and that was it. They showed him, and it was like flash.
No soundbite, right. Well, that's pretty sad because you're right about that. If it had been someone white, they probably would have said, well, she came in and then she was all upset. And then
they'd get the details, and this guy would be part of the effort to have helped her. Anyway, just wanted to put that out there.
I'm glad you did, Sarah. Thank you for bringing that up. That was
Thank you very much.
Excellent contribution. And we have one more segment for you to contribute in if you would like. 1-800-TALK-YES is the number. Do it. Give me a call. We'll chat.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities, call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen. We're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Tired of talk radio sounding like a propaganda arm of the Republican Party? Well, so am I. This is Peter Werbe, and I've moved my program to 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. Join me as I expose the Grand Oil Party's plans to pay off their corporate paymasters by making this country a permanent warfare state while destroying the environment and attacking the rights of women and working people in the process. So tune by the show, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and join me, Peter Werbe, as we make plans to take back our country.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werbe Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you. Our final segment, and we were talking about Well, it looks like G.W. Bush made a call to Chalabi, Ahmad Chalabi, head of the Iraqi National Congress, and said, listen, we need to bring something else up. I'm in the hot seat here. Bush and Blair are in the hot seat. So all he has to do is call up. And so now we've got it all figured out. The distraction, the big distraction, we were waiting for it. Saddam said to pay bounty for killings. So now here's the latest. Saddam Hussein, they're saying here, Chalabi saying, has been seen north of Baghdad and is paying a bounty for every American soldier killed. You know, this, I knew this was going to happen, something like this. Instead, we all thought it would be the planting of weapons of mass distraction. But no, it looks like now it's we can all justify all of this because Saddam is paying for the head of every American soldier that is killed. Now, they say the latest sighting, well, the ousted Iraqi leader has been sighted on several recent occasions moving in an arc from Diyala, northeast of Baghdad, around the Tigris River toward his hometown of Tikrit and the Dulaimi areas to the west of the Tigris. Now, the latest sighting was about 2 weeks before Chalabi left on his current U.S. trip. And the best sighting was 3 days old. Ooh, it just kind of reminds me of all those Osama bin Laden sightings. Who? Remember that guy, OBL, our buddy Osama bin Laden? Can't seem to find him, can we? Well, it just all sounds just so familiar. And so Chalabi suggests that, let's see, he says there should be a plan. The casualty rate for American soldiers is close to one a day. He says that's not good. Of course it's not good, but is Saddam paying for this? You know, come on. United States has been putting more troops into areas where the killings are taking place. Chalabi says soldiers in their armored vehicles are sitting ducks for terrorists. The United States instead should move quickly to create an Iraqi security force under U.S. command. Security? Oh, what's that? Listen, we do have security over there. It's go look for the oil wells. And you'll find it. That's where you're going to find the security. Ah, boy. We knew it was coming. Listen, we're going to do another whole 3 hours of this tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. All kinds of subjects already in the works. A bunch of women's organizations made a major announcement today, and I don't even know what it is yet. So I'm going to go find out. I'm going to get someone on it. We're also going to continue to talk about Bush and his lies. Thank you, Char. Thank you also to John, who was on the show for the majority of the show. And you all have a wonderful evening.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and